Sagt der Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Makas, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Edom say, Mi Eden Anu Be'ish Ploini, we testify that so-and-so. Levi is Chayev Malkus. Shehu Chayev Malkus Arboim, he is Chayev Malkus Arboim. Literally 40 lashes. Again, we'll see later, it really means 39. They testify he ate food that is not kosher, Midraisa. He was warned. Chayev Malkus. It turns out, really? You saw Levi eat that non-kosher food on this and this day? In this place? Along come Yisachar and Zvolun, and they say, you were with us on that day, during that time. So here too, Rabbi Meir holds Loikin Shmoinim. The Reuven and Shimon each are given two sets of Malkus, 80. One, Meshum Leisanev Reyacha Eith Shaker. They violated the law of you shall not bear false witness against your friend. Besides that, the Pasuk says, due to the Zaymim aid, what he planned to do to his brother, due to Reuven and Shimon, what they planned to do to Levi, Divi Rabbi Meir, Zayal Rabbi Meir. We've already seen in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Meir holds as long as you learn it from different psukim, they're separate onshim, even though it's for the same crime. The Chachamim disagree, the Chachamim Aimrim, Ein Loikin El Arabayim, he's only given 40, one set of Malkus for trying to make Levi, get Malkus. Weiter sagt de Mishnah, Mishalshin b'mamoin, but v'ein Mishalshin b'makus. Let's explain. The punishment of money is divided amongst the Edom. If there are three Edom, each one gets a third. We don't do that when it comes to Malkus. Each one gets our boy. Ketzad, how so? The Mishnah illustrates as follows. Heidu shehu chayiv l'chaverim asayim zuz. Reuven and Shimon testified that Levi owes his friend 200 zuz. B'nim Suzaimman. Turns out, Yisachar and Zvolun come and say, Reuven and Shimon, you were with us on that day that supposedly you saw this loan take place. So the din is, Mishalashin b'neihem. They divide this payment between them. They would stack a Reuven and Shimon. Each one will pay 100 zuz. Let's say there were three Edom that came, Reuven, Shimon, and Gimple, and they all testify that Levi owes Yankel 200 zuz, will take that 200 and divide it into three, which means each one will pay 66.6666. Avul bat im heidu shehu chayiv malkus arboim, but let's say three people taka came along, Reuven, Shimon, and Gimple, and they say Levi is chayiv malkus, v'nim suzaim, and it turns out all three become Edom Zaynimim. So they would like to say, okay, let's take the 40 Malkus and we each get a third. No. Kol Echod ve'echod loika arboim. Reuven, Shimon, and Gimpel all get the full set. Matanur explains when it comes to money, Levi has to get the full money. So we're mitzar if each one does their share. When it comes to Malkus, each one has to get separate Malkus. We don't have a third of a Malkus. It's not dividable. You try to get him Malkus, you get the full Malkus. Okay, in our Mishnah we learned that according to Rav Meir, the Edom testify that Levi did something which would result in a chi of Malkus, they get Malkus twice. One for lying, Leisana Bariacha Eit Shoker, and one to fulfill the Vesisim Leikasha Zamam. The Chachamim say, only once. Then we learned, let's say you have three Edom, Reuven, Shimon, and Gimpel all come, testify against Levi, that he's chayev money. I say that he's chayev 300. Then it turns out all three become Edom Zayim, each one will pay 100. But if they testify against Levi that he's chayev Malkus, they can't say, well, let's divide the Malkus amongst themselves. Rather, each one gets a whole set.